mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, Dr. John Breeding is coming up here in a few minutes to talk about the New Freedom Initiative. Ron Paul's introduced a bill to block it. All school children and all adults forcibly psychologically tested twice a year. Women, when they give birth, psychologically tested. Your whole life screened and controlled and tracked. The new Soviet States of America, that's coming up. Also, we'll be getting into some of the new police state developments as well and what's happening in Iraq. Also, the election heating up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. We'll go back to Andrea once we get Dr. Breeding on. She has some comments and questions for him. But let's go to Ed in Utah right now. Ed in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I want to make just an overview comment on some of the things you've been discussing with this police state, which, of course, was brought about by 9/11, if you will. In other words, the psychological reaction, too many of these conservatives giving up their rights. And what I'm seeing here, you've brought up a lot of Project for New American Century, which, of course, was exposed as being the project to remake the Middle East. Condoleezza Rice confirmed this in Portland yesterday. I don't know if she did that intentionally or if it was a loose lip, but she talked about in the execution, Alex, of the Iraq War that, quote, we did not expect such a fierce insurgency resistance. So the pattern I'm seeing here...
And last week, Bush said... the war on terror is a war we can't win.
Yes, there you go. So it's going back and forth. Now here's my pattern, and here's why I called. Here you have Chalabi connected to the nephew, or his nephew connected to Doug Feith. Now you saw...
Chalabi's the torture master for the Shah,
exactly.
the admitted bank robber of our ally, Jordan.
Yeah. Now,
and now suddenly he's on the outs, supposedly giving intel to Iran and Israel.
Exactly. And this is where I'm going with this. You have the Israeli spy scandal.
I've got to stop you. I actually support Israel, but I don't support Israel arming Iran, arming China, spying on us. That's the point. The people running Israel don't care about Israel. They're globalists.
Yeah, but Alex, when you look at the USA Today and CBS, now coming out with the Doug Feith connection to this, that's important because I talked to you once before about The High Priest of War. That's the book by that American Free Press reporter, Michael Piper. And he has actually synchronized the entire conspiracy going back to the Fox News Network to this Doug Feith. And now with the new information about this Franklin character in Doug Feith's office giving stuff to Israel on this whole matter.
No, exactly.
And then if you tie that together with the BBC and the Santa Clarita paper out in Los Angeles, which apparently experienced a fire, for printing the words of Miss Karpinski, that general there in the Abigrab prison, she said that the Shin Bet interrogators, those Israeli interrogators, were the ones brought in, even involved in some of the killing. Now she didn't say the killing, but she said that she was shoved aside, and that so you have
Rumsfeld down. The Army's own report said that the contractors did torture people to death. Karpinski said, "I'm not even allowed in those wings."
Exactly.
They went after her as a scapegoat.
Yes. So she's saying now that the Israeli Shin Bet were on site. This to me is impeachable.
We have photos of the Shin Bet people with the Shin Bet tattoos.
Exactly. And now you have James Defense Weekly earlier from their own info corroborated Ms. Karpinski, but she, like Sandy Berger, has now fallen off the radar screen. I'm hoping, Alex, you'd bring Michael Piper on now. I think he's coming back from the Far East next week or so. And in the bookstores in Malaysia, his book, The High Priest of War, is being sold across that country and a few other countries, just not here, where it counts so much, where he's been able to expose the CIA Israeli Mossad operation.
Well, look, I watched this Barnett guy for a couple hours on C-SPAN this weekend, this high priest of military war doctrine at the Military War College. And he said, it's New World Order, it's globalization, we're going to take over the whole planet. I mean, I've got to get that guy on. His new book is The Pentagon's New Map. And they just came right out with it. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Ed. More calls and Dr. Breeding coming up. So, again, please stay with us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Forced mental screening hits roadblock in House. Representative Ron Paul seeks to yank program to decry use of drugs on children. Representative Ron Paul, Republican Texas, plans to offer an amendment in the House of Representatives today that would remove from an appropriations bill a new mandatory mental health screening program for America's children. The American tradition of parents deciding what is best for their children is yet again under attack, writes Kent Snyder of the Paul-founded Liberty Committee. The pharmacological industry has convinced President Bush to support mandatory mental health screening for every child in America, including preschool children, and industry is now working to convince Congress as well. The new Freedom Initiative recommends screening not only of children, but eventually for every American, and that's to have a job under your national ID card. I've seen Rich say that. The initiative came out of the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which President Bush established in 2002. Critics of the plan say it is a thinly veiled attempt by drug companies to provide a wider market for high-priced antidepressants and antipsychotic medication and puts government in areas of Americans' lives where it does not belong. Writes Snyder, the real payoff of the drug companies is the forced drugging of children that will result, as we learned tragically with Ritalin and even when parents refuse. Paul's amendment to the Labor, HHS, and Education Appropriations Act for fiscal year 05 would take the new program out of the funding bill. The congressman, who is known for his strict adherence to the Constitution, wrote in a letter to his colleagues, as you know, and he's a medical doctor, by the way, psychiatric drugs are increasingly prescribed for children who show nothing more than children's typical rambunctious behavior. Many children have suffered harmful effects from these drugs, yet some parents have even been charged with child abuse for refusing to drug their children. The federal government should not promote national mental health screening programs that will force the use of these antipsychotic drugs such as Ritalin. Now, or psychiatric drugs such as Ritalin. And it says the new Freedom Commission found that despite their prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed and recommended comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages. Now, this was set up, the model of this, in Austin in the early 1990s. It is openly run by a consortium of drug companies. They come up with studies that they fund with hundreds of new mental illnesses a year. Europe is now doing the exact same thing. I have articles right here, Mental Health and World Citizenship. Another article out of Illinois. Illinois launches compulsory mental health screening for children and pregnant women. Here's another one from the British Medical Association. Bush to screen population for mental illness. We have all these posted on Infowars.com. Now understand, the fight just isn't at Congress, and it's very important there. This is to fund it with tens of billions of dollars to fund, to have drug company reps in the schools. Folks, I have the plan. Some of their own officials have gone public and blown the whistle because they have a heart and a conscience and a soul and don't want to be... I mean, this isn't just Ritalin and Prozac. Now it's antipsychotics, new stuff that the patents haven't run out on. Deadly stuff that can kill people, that causes brain damage. Understand, 10 states have already implemented this. Others are implementing it. You got to fight it at a state level. And to help fight that, Dr. Breeding, who I challenged, has done a great job to come up with a plan, a legal form to put schools and hospitals on notice. And yes, folks, even when we've had children at the hospitals, they come in and do the mental health thing, and you have to say no. It's already going on, folks. And this all goes into a database. This is the new America. It's out of control. It is so Orwellian. It is so Huxleyan, Brave New World. You've got to fight this at the local level. This is pure Soviet Nazi systems. The Nazis, the Soviets used this. And joining us is Dr. Breeding. Dr. Breeding, my producer was gone. We didn't get your number to the network. I didn't have it on me, so I'm sorry we're getting you on late, but we'll keep you into the next hour if you can stay with us. Good to have you on, my friend.
Hey, Alex. It's good to be back with you. Appreciate you carrying on this fight for us all here.
Well, you're doing it, too, and you've done a great job. And unfortunately, I think your proposal, a way to block this, was so popular that you've got a server notice up saying you went over your bandwidth. I hope you get more bandwidth and get your website back up. But a lot of sites have mirrored your proposal, and we'll try to get that out to people.
Well, we got it back up.
Okay, good. You got it back up. We'll get that out. And go ahead and give folks your website.
Yeah. It's wildestcults.com, WILDESTCOLTS.com. And from there, you can click on right to this. We call it a declaration of refusal to comply with any new Freedom Commission mandate for universal health, mental health screening of children in the schools.
Okay, let's stop right there. For those that just joined us, it's hard to overstate how evil and focused and crafted this is by corporations who literally don't just want to make hundreds of billions of dollars, but also want to take control of the society. But can you, in a nutshell, go over this for us?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that that the thing is linked to what started in Texas in the early mid-90s. It's called the Texas Medication Algorithm Project. And basically what that means is it's a formulary kind of thing that says, If this disease, then this drug, or specifically if this mental illness, then this drug. If ADHD, then Ritalin. If that doesn't work, you know, then Adderall. If depression, then Paxil or Prozac or whatever. And if that doesn't work, then electroshock. So it's basically a formulary that says, you know, you diagnose this supposed illness, then you give this drug, and the drugs, as you mentioned, are the ones that happen to be the main profit points for the drug companies. And so this has started in Texas. It's called TMAP. It's implemented in the Medicaid programs. It's implemented in the prisons. It's implemented in various places. We're trying to investigate and sort that out and examine the money flows exactly. But what happened with the drug companies were very intimately tied to the people who got appointed to design TMAP in Texas. And a large percentage of the people who got appointed to the new Freedom Commission by President Bush have links directly to TMAP here in Texas, and we've been able to document all that. So this New Freedom Commission, and it is Orwellian. I mean, New Freedom, right? You know, we call it New Intrusion Initiative or whatever, but New Freedom Commission. These people are intimately linked to TMAP, which is intimately linked to the drug companies. And so what sounds like, oh, we're caring about your children, we want to look for problems so we can help them as soon as possible, is really about we're throwing out a dragnet to bring more kids in.
Yeah, this puts drug reps into all the schools now, and it's going to be for adults too, and I want to go over that. But for those that just joined us, imagine a science fiction movie in theaters where every public school is really a psychiatric laboratory where the curriculum is psychological testing and spying on your parents and semester classes with police how to be tattletales and tattletale cards. I mean, this is the new America, and they brag. We've had Charlotte Isserby on many times, former deputy head of Department of Education under Reagan, and she's got a book the size of a phone book full of the documents. They say this is where they're going to train us how to be prisoners and institutionalize the entire population, Dr. Breeding.
Well, the New Freedom Commission very, very specifically and clearly says that they want to screen all children and adults in the public schools for signs of possible mental illness. You know, they see the schools as the place where children are, and so there's 52 million children and 6 million adults, and you know, there's already at least 9 million, maybe more, school-aged children on psychiatric drugs. That's over 15% of the population. But that's not enough. They're saying that there's large numbers that are undiagnosed. So we do this screening. We can find another 20% or so. And that's the dynamic, you know. And it's couched in this rhetoric of, you know, we really care about our children. We really want to meet their needs.
Well, how did humans 6,000 years ago survive without having 35% of the children on pharmacological drugs?
Or even 50 years ago. I mean,
well, I guess, were there drug bushes that grew and we were all mentally ill and we have the drug bushes? And
how did we suddenly discover Ritalin deficiencies and Prozac deficiencies and Zyprexa deficiencies, you know? It just happens to correlate with the pharmaceutical industry finding a major growth point, you know, with these psychotropic drugs, and then specifically a huge growth market with children and an onslaught of propaganda and misinformation.
Well, I want to stop right there. I mean, because I've got the medical inserts on these drugs. I mean, these things, admittedly, and even officials have gone public and said that these things kill people. They brain damage. I mean, not just Ritalin and Prozac. These new ones are even more deadly.
Well, you mentioned, I mean, Ritalin, you know, we have 186 Ritalin-related heart deaths reported to the FDA in the 1990s on a voluntary reporting system. That's estimated to be 1 to 10% of the actual incidence. So that's potentially over 18,000 deaths in the 1990s on that one drug alone. Prozac and Paxil and Zoloft, these antidepressants, are now being very clearly revealed that they link to causing suicide in the percentage of people who take them, and that information was suppressed by the drug companies and the FDA. That's coming out now. And then also, you mentioned the antipsychotics, which are the Zyprexa, Risperdal, all those kind of drugs. Those are the drugs that are known to cause permanent neurological damage in almost anybody who takes them for very long. They've unleashed the largest neurological epidemic in the history of the world. It's called tardive dyskinesia. We've got millions of people walking around with this neurological disease caused by these antipsychotics. And we're having an exponential, many 100% increase in the last few years of children as young as 1 or 2 years old being placed on these drugs. I mean, this is not any kind of fiction. This is the reality.
And that's while the brain is growing. That's while the brain is growing. And then when they're all screwed up and permanent vegetables, they drug them for life.
You start the kids young. It creates tolerance and dependency. You know, it alters the brain function. And plus it labels them with the idea that they have a mental illness, which everybody knows, quote unquote, is due to a biological or genetic defect.
That we got to break.
Can't cure it.
We've got a break, Doctor. We'll come back with that and then start going to some calls early in this interview. But we'll talk about the plan you've got to fight this. It's very effective. But understand, people, think of the devil himself. I mean, how evil this is. And this is like something the devil would come up with. Tens of thousands of babies on this stuff. We'll be back with Dr. Breeding. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Young people with no history of heart disease in their family who are out running around playing at the playground and die of a heart attack have been on Ritalin for 2 years. I know several children. I know people who have 6-foot-tall parents who are now 18 years old because they were on Ritalin for 5 years, and they're 5'2". And their other brother who isn't is 6'2". I mean, I've seen it. But since all this is out, since it comes out that they covered up the huge suicide increase, what do the drug companies do? They come back with, oh, we're going to force you all on it. Ha, ha, ha. And the schools are also being turned into systems to process you into the criminal justice system or onto welfare. Any way to get the state in control of you, and so the corporations can profit from you. Now, I know that we have Andrea and Jim and Jimmy and Dave and Peter and Al. We'll get to all of you quickly in the next segment, but we're talking to my good friend, Dr. John Breeding. And, Doctor, right now, let's talk about the plan you've got at the state level to put these drug reps, these control freaks, these literal Nazi demons on notice when they try to force you or your children into psychiatric systems or drugs. Tell folks about it.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is state and federal in the sense that we're recruiting signatories from all over the country, and then we can sort them out by state for people to use in their individual states. But basically, it's a declaration of refusal. You know, it says it's a statement of what's going on with the New Freedom Commission, and then ultimately it's a place where it says, we, the undersigned, solemnly declare that we will not allow our children to be the subjects of any form of implementation of New Freedom recommendations to screen our children for signs of mental illness. It also says we promise to actively resist further intrusion of psychiatry into the schools, will not cooperate with those who act as agents of this wrong-headed initiative, etc. And so basically what we've got is we've got this posted up. We've only had it up for 2 days, and we've already got close to 1,000 signatures. We plan to get several thousand within the next week and on from there. And then we're going to use this just to get a lot more media attention, and then specifically with administrators and politicians. It's just part of the effort to show that there is massive resistance to this kind of idea, and it will not be implemented. It will not be implemented. And then also individual parents can use this as well. But we're going to definitely use it on a group. And
well, you know how they operate. They'll just change the name in a year or so. They're trying to fund it right now. It's already in 10 states. And
they've got $20 million in this bill today that is going. This is sort of like the New Freedom Commission, right? Really, it's so-called the New Intrusion Draconian Commission. The Orwellian doublespeak is incredible. They've got $20 million in this bill that Ron Paul's challenging that you mentioned that are called state incentive transformation grants. I mean, give me a break. But they're basically they're trying to get these pilot programs. And you're right, Alex. You know, we don't have any illusions that this is not an ongoing onslaught and an ongoing battle. You know.
Well, Doctor, notice what they do. They're caught in pure evil. They're caught in corruption. They're caught toxifying and murdering children. They consciously are creating all these new illnesses. The schools are being turned into this. And then we're countering them. It's all coming out. So they go, we'll just increase what we're doing tenfold and see how you like that.
Yeah. Well, it starts with, you know, we deny it. It's not happening. Like, kids, this is not caused suicide. And then when you force them to face it, say, well, it's not that bad. And then when they have to face it, they say, well, it's the victim's fault anyway. You know, they're suiciding because of their mental illness rather than the drugs. And so, you're right. There's no conscience there. There's no morality there. There's just major money to be made. And they unfortunately have government and institutional support. And so we got a big fight, you know, but ultimately it does come down to, just as with all your work does, you know, it comes down to individual people saying, we will not cooperate. And that's what I like about this particular initiative. You know, it's getting people to make a commitment and make a statement that says, we will not cooperate. We refuse to comply. And to put that right in their face, and
we'll
see what happens.
Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment or the Fourth Amendment? This is a intrusion into your mind with phony baloney guidelines that are a fraud themselves. This is an intrusion into your Fifth Amendment. I mean, you've got to sign a permission slip for your child to go to the zoo or the planetarium, but you don't have to sign a permission slip for them to sit them down and do psychological testing on them twice a year. And then the plan says for adults as well, and now Illinois is moving to make pregnant women do it.
They're going to start in Illinois with bringing social workers in to get with all the pregnant moms and make sure they're not mentally ill. So,
yeah, this
I mean,
nice
that's
old lady.
Where they want to get everybody. You're right. You know, and it is a tremendous violation of informed consent and a tremendous violation of the right to privacy. That's part of our argument in this declaration. You got it.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, you know, the nice old lady comes to your door in these, you know, these preschool programs. Oh, I'm here to help you, mommy. And really, she's going back and reporting, looking for dirt to take your children because the state wants to fill its institutions. This is a holocaust.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Is that the individuals who are ruthless get into positions of power, and then like a centrifuge, it concentrates that corruption. They call it social Darwinism. It's their right because we're dumb, and they're going to rule us, and they're going to feed on us, and kind of like the right of kings. And we're not embellishing. We don't have words to describe how evil this New Freedom Initiative is, how out of control it is, how openly un-American it is. And I hope you'll go to Dr. Breeding's website and sign up with the petition. I hope you'll spread the word about it. We need to create forms as well to resist all of these initiatives going on in the schools. It's going on in schools all over. It's going on in hospitals. You're just not being told about it, folks. I've run into it, okay? I ran into it in high school decades and decades ago, okay? I've run into it at the hospital. I've seen it everywhere. It's going on under other names. Now they want to make it the law and make you do it. Before we go back to Dr. Breeding, and I promise we'll go to Andrea and Jimmy and Dave and Peter and Al and others. Before we do that, though, we had a lot of requests for this. I heard it a few days ago. Here it is one more time. Here I am, the audio from the video, C-SPAN is set up inside the security perimeter at Madison Square Garden right outside. There's helicopters swarming above us, big W projected on the side of a skyscraper, police with machine guns and sound cannons all around us, and they got the delegates up there worshiping Bush and you know, just all the things he's doing. So I got on C-SPAN. I had been asking for a while to get on. They said, no, just delegates. And I said, you know, that's wrong. C-SPAN has talked about me for hours before and attacked me. Why don't you let me on? So they gave me about 40 seconds, and this is what I had to say from the belly of the beast. So here it is, folks.
Go back outside of Madison Square Garden for more delegate reaction.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and let we be accused of not hearing all voices. We cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, a radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with InfoWars.com. Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud. We're losing our freedoms. Both parties are controlled. And if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security, and I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag, and his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones, okay, now.
All right, and I just wanted to get Dr. Breeding's take on this. It's another issue, but we'll keep him on into the next hour if he can stay with us, and we're about to go to your calls. Dr. Breeding, were you aware of this new Zogby poll? Half of New Yorkers believe U.S. government had foreknowledge and purposefully, consciously failed to act. Half of New Yorkers, that's including conservatives, believe that there was prior knowledge. And Hispanics, 75.6% in New York in a Zogby poll, believe the U.S. government was behind it. 63% of women believe it. What are they going to do when, you know, all of us believe this and there's 1% up there saying we're all kooks? Do you have any comments? I mean, because the most horrible, unbelievable things now are becoming commonplace. People are believing what we're telling them because we're able to give them the facts. Do you have any comments on this issue?
Oh, I think it's just a tremendous impact that you're having with your work. And, you know, the thought is, like, you know, how is it that people are able to hold that one fact in somewhere in the mind and then at the same time really like and support George Bush because he's making it safe from terror in America? I mean, it's like, it's mind-boggling. At some point it shifts. At some point, if you wake up to the truth enough and become aware enough, you can't live with that kind of inner conflict.
Well, right, here's an example.
Yeah, please.
I'm in New York City, threatened with arrest three times a day, watch reporters getting arrested, they're aiming sound cannons at us. There's no law we can't videotape in the city, but they keep arresting people doing it. I mean, where's our First Amendment? You know, it's not just that they want to force drug us and force psychologically test us. Now they want to draft us, and that's slavery. Now they want to arrest us for protesting peaceably with permitted protest. I mean, it's every freedom we've got is under attack, and everything the government's doing with corporations controlling it is about taking our choice and our freedom away. This is classical slavery on 100 fronts.
Well, two thoughts. You know, one is just about you as a model. You know, in the onslaught of all that stimulation, all that oppression, all that confusion, you know, you gave a 40-second statement that was just crystal clear and jammed with information. I mean, I was just amazed, you know. So that's the ability of a focused mind, you know, to express itself in the midst of all that. So I commend you for that. Secondly, I read this, and you can probably tell me if it's true, that one of the judges who was looking at all these cases of arrest up there fined the city of New York $1,000 a head for hundreds of these arrests, you know, because he was clear that these arrests were not proper arrests. And so that kind of tension or dynamic, you know, forcing people into situations where the tyranny, as you say, where the oppression is clearly revealed for what it is, and it's not able to be hidden behind a smokescreen of calling people terrorists or blaming or saying that they're disrupting or whatever, you know. So it's like that energy of being in the streets and that you know, it's got to have an effect. It forces people, at least in tight times, to kind of have to face their conscience.
No, you're right. It brought things to a head, and police would apologize in private with the cameras off, but in their group dynamic,
yeah.
I mean, it's like German soldiers. You know, they
right.
weren't all bad, but in that group dynamic, they were very, very wicked. And I totally agree with you, but, you know, to be there in the middle of this and to see this tyranny did wake up a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and you're absolutely right. The judge was fining them $500 per head for every for every 30 minutes that they held people past the date, and they held over 1,000 people 8 hours after the judge's order. Last time I heard, it was like $500,000.
Wow.
And I was there, Dr. Breeding. They put them in a camp with asbestos in the harbor in a condemned building and made the cops work in there and put people 30 to 40 in a cage in barbed wire, literal barbed wire cages, inside an unair-conditioned building. And they didn't even charge them. It was just, they would just arrest whole streets of people, old ladies, people in wheelchairs, reporters, tourists. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And there's photos and video of this, and we got it. And there's photos all over the web. People went down to the police station, central booking, where they would be taken by bus and then taken in and booked after they'd been in the camp for a day or so. And people put notes up, like they did in Germany or like they did in Cambodia with the Khmer Rouge, notes up with a picture of their child or their mother or their daughter or their son saying, where are you? Are you alive? Please call me. Has anyone seen them?
Yeah. Well, let's just pray that just continues the process of really waking people up and radicalizing people, you know, to the fact that, you know, the veneer of civility and decency is very thin veneer. Yeah.
It is. Now, I've been rambling on. I appreciate Dr. Breeding putting up with me as usual. But give folks your website again and tell them how to sign up for this petition.
Yeah, wildestcults.com, www.wildestcults.com. Right there on the very front of the first page, a declaration of refusal to comply. You can read the document. It'll detail the information as far as why this would be something to support. But the main thing is that you sign it, and it basically says, we the undersigned, solemnly declare that we will not allow our children to be the subjects of this governmental kind of action.
So this is a declaration of independence against this pharmacological tyranny and mass murder, folks.
That's right. And by signing on, you will be supporting this effort and really giving us some leverage with the press and with the politicians. You know, we want thousands of people to sign up. Everybody who's listening to Alex Jones' show today, sign up this thing, and then Alex can come on in the next couple of days and say, hey, we got 10,000 signatures yesterday from this show. That's what I'd like to hear.
Absolutely. You just put it up a few days ago, already over 1,000, and it's spreading across the net. We're about to go to your call. I just want to add that we carry two of Dr. Breeding's books. Both get into how to really raise children, great ideas, how to stop them from being drugged, what the drugs really do. Wildest Cults, Make the Best Horses is one of the books, and there's another great book.
The other one's called True Nature and Great Misunderstandings. It really supports Alex and me both for you to get these books. And the nice thing about them is, besides really challenging this phenomenon of psychiatric drugging and explaining how that works, it also is, they're just really fresh reminders of what children are really like and what our job really is as adults, and really support for how to really remember the nature of children, how to really meet their needs, how to really think of them free from all this nonsense that says they're sick, they're mentally ill, they're defective. You know, no, really, they're glorious, they're wonderful, they're unique, they're self-determining, they don't want to be controlled. It's these kind of reminders and support for
that.
Well,
exactly. I mean, they've got this mind and everything is so fresh and new, and then we enslave them in the society with this Prussian model that is kindergarten, does this to them. Get these books, folks, Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com. Let's go to Andrea in Ohio, who called in earlier wanting to talk to you, then Jimmy and everybody else. Go ahead, Andrea.
Yes, I'm on your email list too, Doctor, and I really can't say enough how much of a resource it is. One of the things that has struck me in reading all the literature, I think the reason a lot of people assume that the mental health screening is benevolent is because they think, oh, well, I don't have a mental illness. My child doesn't. They assume, they really don't ask themselves.
That these are nice people and
yeah.
these guidelines weren't written by the drug companies.
Well, they don't ask themselves, okay, what criteria are they going to base this screening on? Is it going to be psychological? You know, is it going to be thought processes? Is it going to be ideology? Is it going to be what you think about certain issues? You know, and even those psychological tests can have some pretty subjective questions on them.
Oh, they're totally subjective. You got the key point, Andrea, and I recognize your name. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yeah. The diagnoses are totally subjective, and they're taking normal child behaviors like a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, talking out of turn, getting out of your seat. These things are pathologized as criteria of mental illness, and they're totally subjective. They're mostly an expression of adults' discomfort with the energy of children or with a child's discomfort.
Well,
in
here's
a particular
an example.
Setting.
Here's an example. They'll ask a 13-year-old girl or boy, "Do you get upset? Do you seem confused?" Well, that's natural. Oh,
and
then you need to go on some
drugs. That's part of the screening for depression for teenagers. That's exactly how it happens.
A friend of mine at church one time was telling me that they'd put her husband on medication for an anger management thing, and he was beginning to calm down. Well, she didn't know quite how to deal with it, and their answer to it was, well, you need to be on medication, too.
Yeah, and so, there's a euphemism here. It's called medication. It's really a drug because the medication is something that's used to treat a verified illness in the form of a physical or chemical abnormality, like a cancer tumor or a blood sugar imbalance. You know, they call speed, they call amphetamine, they call downers, they call these things medication. Mm-hmm. And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're powerful pharmaceutical agents, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Jimmy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Breeding. I am signed up. And since I have signed up, I have seen that lots of other people have.
All right.
God bless you. I'm scared, man. I've got a 4-year-old, and I got another one on the way. And, it's just... it's unbelievable. And Alex, can you speak to me about the current psychology that I have, the coming new world order? Man, I feel like it's already here, dude, and I'm about to be in tears.
Well, they have new mental illnesses, a bunch of different criteria. If you don't trust authority, if you question. Doctor, what are those new specific diagnoses called?
Well, first of all, let me just say that being in tears is a healthy response to the oppression of our children. So bless you for that.
Yeah, that's normal.
Now, beyond that, you know, you might be suffering from oppositional defiant disorder. It's called ODD. You might be suffering from conduct disorder. You might be suffering, if you really get out loud like Alex Jones, you might be suffering from SDPD, severely dangerous personality disorder. So there are these diagnoses that really are an expression of... calling defiance of authority a pathology.
Well, can I make one appeal to the country before I hang up because my battery is low, and that is you need to love your children a little bit more. You need to hold them, and you need to play with them and get off of your sports and get off of your porn, and you need to get your children off those drugs. I know people who have their children on drugs, and it's ridiculous. There's not enough love coming out from the rest of us. Thank you.
I agree. If people really love their children, they would get to the bottom of this and stop worshiping sports and possessions and start caring about your family. Let
me give you a quick irony on this, Alex. I heard yesterday that there was a group of Russian psychologists that were consulting on a project over here, and they were looking at the fact that we have millions of school-aged children on stimulant drugs and speed and like that in this country, and it's kind of ironic because we think of the Russians as doing this suppression of dissidents with psychiatry, which they did 20 years ago, but these Russian psychologists were looking at this and they say, where's the loving? Don't you love your children? Why do you put them all on drugs? So Jimmy's right.
It's amazing. I mean, come on, folks. Just read what this stuff does to your children. I mean, it's on the package. Oh, but a doctor told me. Yeah, Dr. Mingala said stuff, too. Dave in Oklahoma. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah. I think the new freedom is a great thing just because it's going to give the American people some much-needed practice in saying no and not complying.
You've got plenty of opportunities for that.
Well, we're going to need some practice for the draft and for the microchips and et cetera. What I really called about, though, Alex, was you made a comment earlier, and I was kind of wondering. You said, I support Israel. I was wondering what you meant by Israel.
Well, I support Jewish people. I support German people. I support Chinese people. I support people being able to live in peace.
So you
mean I said the people running Israel do not support Israel and arm China and arm Iran and as Barry Hamish and others have said, really want to destroy Israel, and the people of Israel are just as enslaved to their government as the Palestinians are. So that was the point I was making. You want to stay there and talk about it some more?
Yes.
Stay there, Dave. Yeah, I don't hate Israel, folks, like some people do. No, I don't like the New World Order. So I've gotten above the false paradigm. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
We're going to continue with your phone calls and Dr. Breeding into the next hour. I've got to get into this. Russia plans preemptive strikes against global terror bases. Well, funny, I was watching a thing taped a month ago that re-aired on C-SPAN, the Pentagon's new map, where the Pentagon was saying, we're going to work with Russia and China, we're going to take over the Middle East and Africa, we're going to kill all the terrorists, we're going to have a one-world government to do all this. And Russia's now our friend. See, China's our friend. And they can stage these terror attacks themselves. We've caught them doing it, and then they'll take over the planet. Before we go back to David, who wanted to bring up the Israel situation, just briefly, again, I carry both of Dr. Breeding's great books. on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, and you get a $5 discount when you get both of them. They're great books. You need to have them. Also, my new film, American Dictators, is out. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, gets into how both the candidates are basically identical in the police state. There's also all my other films, big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 11 films I've made. I've also written a book on 9/11, published another book on 9/11. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please take action, and we need your support. All right, talking to Dave in Oklahoma. Dave, you know, Jews did go, Israelites did go into what is Jerusalem today. That is a Jewish city. I think that Arabs have a right to live there, Christians. I don't support a lot of the things Israel does, creating terror groups, carrying out terror attacks against their own people. That's even been in their own newspapers. But at the same time, I'll acknowledge that Saudi Arabia will kill Christians on the spot if they're outside their compounds. They're after Christians. So I don't just fall down and worship some of the radical Muslim elements that I don't think reflect most Muslims I've talked to or most Muslim countries, but some of them are out of control. And those are the very Muslim countries that are actually protected by big oil and the military-industrial complex. And the nations we go in and bring down are the ones that weren't a threat to the West. So I hope you get what I'm saying. It's not just a two-dimensional thing here. It's a three-dimensional.
Oh, I totally understand, Alex. And I'm talking about the big picture here, about Israel. I mean, we know that they're created by the UN at the end of World War II. In complete, I mean, the UN didn't have the power to do that, but yet they did it. And the point is that we know from the Freemason
document. Actually, the UN never really did that, and they've criticized Israel and played a double game. It was the U.S. and England that really did that.
Okay, well, it was the globalists, in other words. Said it. See, there was always the plan to have three world wars, the third one being a religious war. And
yeah, that was
Israel was
Pike,
set up as a provocator state. I don't have anything against the people of Israel, but the state of Israel was set up as a provocation for the latest
the
world war.
The way the state of Israel is set up is to expand the new world order, okay? And that's what I've always tried to point out, is that it's a counterfeit. And I appreciate your call. Dr. Breeding, I know it's a whole other issue, but do you have any comments on that?
Well, I have a lot of... I think, and I haven't articulated this as much as you have. I think I agree with most of what you're saying. I certainly like it that you're refusing to get caught in a position of that you're scapegoating or pathologizing individual peoples or individual races or individual nations. I think it's very clear to be... to say that over and over again. I have a lot of sympathy with the oppression of Palestinians, and I don't have a lot of sympathy with the policies of the Israeli state, just like I don't have any sympathy with the policies of the United States as a state. And I see the policies of Israel and the policies of the United States as very much interrelated. So I agree. You know, they're both oriented towards aggression and exploitation and conquest, and are not real inclined towards reconciliation and communication and diplomacy and really working with people.
Absolutely. We're going to start the third hour. Dr. Moody, you can stay with us, can't you? Can you stay with us, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Good. I appreciate that. And we'll go to Peter and Tom and Mike and others. We'll continue with the mass drugging, mass psychological testing, and we'll get into a bunch of other news, so stay with us, third hour coming up.